Hi, Marianne Turski. You're a journalist, you're an historian, you're living in Warsaw in Poland. First of all, could you tell us a few things about your activities nowadays?
Well, I am running the history department in a weekly magazine, Politico. I'm the chairman of the board of the Jewish Historical Institute Association. I'm chairman of the board of the Museum of History of Polish Jews. And I am, well, in the executive of the International Auschwitz Council.
And you are living in Warsaw, in Poland.
Correct.
But what are you doing exactly now in your activities? Which activities are important now for you?
Well, I think... Well, maybe priority, it is between... well, if not my professional activities, as a man running the history department in the weekly Politica, because this is every day I do it, and voluntarily I do mainly in the Auschwitz committee and in sake of the Museum of History of Polish Jews, which is under construction.
And the history of Polish Jews is very important for you now?
Very. It is maybe number one, because if we don't do it now, then if it would be postponed, if it would be delayed, then probably, well, I think it is my duty to lend a hand, to help as much as possible to unveil, to open a Museum of History of Polish Jews.
And when is this Museum of Polish Jews going to be built?
If everything is okay, it will be open to the 70th anniversary of the Jewish Warsaw Uprising. It is in April 2013.
Your name is Moshe Turbowicz. You were born in Poland, in Lodz, in 1926. And
not in Lodz, I was born in Dostinica.
But you were in Lodz, in the ghetto, no?
Yes, I was in the Lodz, and I lived in the ghetto, but maybe you know that, if you want to know it exactly, that it was a habit in good Jewish families to give birth in the house of the parents. So my mother went to her parents to give birth to me. So, and thus I was born in what is now Lithuania, and this time it belonged to Poland.
So your parents, their name is Elena Ruchel and Elias, that's correct?
Yeah, correct.
And you
and,
had a...
And what would you say, Elena?
Elena Ruchel, Rachel.
Yeah.
And Elias, for your father.
Elias,
correct. Yeah. And and you have a brother also. You had a brother, which is his name was Wolf, yo.
Yeah, correct.
So, what happened during the war when you were in Poland for you?
Want to have it in 2 hours,
and
you want
no,
to...
No. It's
impossible.
No.
I was in the ghetto, and then I was deported to Auschwitz, where my father and my brother were gassed.
Mm-hmm. And when you came back from this period of your life, when you came back from concentration camp, what was your life? What did you do?
After coming back to Poland?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I had to recover for half a year because I was almost on the edge of agony. So I had to recover. And then I started working and studying.
And nowadays, what do you think of all this period of your life? Do you think it's a nonsense, or did you give any sense to all what you had to live?
Could you repeat? Yes,
what do you think of what happened to you during the war? Is it a nonsense, or do you have any meaning of it?
In my opinion, I don't understand your question.
No, I ask it again. Do you understand what happened to you during the war?
I don't understand your question.
The question is, do you have any meaning for it, for what happened during the war?
Listen, if you are in a ghetto, if you are active in the ghetto, if you survive two concentration camps, if you survive two death marches, and you ask me, does it have any meaning to me? If I survive my father and my brother and all my friends, and do you ask me if it has a meaning to me? Does it make sense, this question?
This question doesn't make sense. But you're an historian. You want to testify from all this.
About the most horrible chapter of their life, and you ask them whether it had meaning. I can't understand the question.
Okay. So your point is now this museum of the history of Jews in Poland, and this is important for you nowadays.
It is not for me. It is for me, but it should be also for you. It should be also for my children, and it should be for the Poles, and it should be for the Jews, and it should be for the Israelis, because there was a nation, 3.5 million people who lived in this country, who were present in this history, who were part of this culture, who were contributed to this civilization, and they disappeared. And you have now a vacuum. So the museum has to cover, in a way, this vacuum. It has to explain to the Jews that they have still some roots where there was the majority of the Jews. Once a time, there was a majority of the Jews living in this county and creating economy, culture, Hasidic movement, Enlightenment movement, Mitnagdim movement. They created unique Jewish parliament in the world. They gave at this soil not a bunch, but the tens and tens of wonderful thinkers, writers, artists, painters, and so religious leaders. So this is something which is part of our heritage, and the museum has to depict it to the Jews. Then, for the Poles, that they should understand who was among them for 800, 900 years, and what was his contribution, this nation. This is for the Poles. And for any other people who are neither Poles nor Jews, it is to realize what was the Polish Jews' contribution to world civilization.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marian Tuski.
Thank you.